Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Right now, the church stands at the doorway to the greater. Remember, Jesus said, the works that I do, you shall do also, but greater. Anybody in here ready for greater? I can't speak for everybody. There are times where we are right now, I feel overwhelmed. I'm being honest with you. All that's going on, all the wheels that are turning, all the battles that have to be fought, all the enemies that have to be subdued, all the things that have to be taken care of, starting with yourself. The care of the churches, the nations of the world, amen, the doctrine, everything having to be, fighting the enemy, amen, fighting the good fight of faith, subduing the devil on every hand. Sometimes there's an overwhelming, but tell somebody, get ready for the greater. God's not going to put greater on you without a greater grace. Anybody ready for the greater grace? The unmerited, the unearned, the undeserved enabling. We stand at the doorway to the greater. Tell somebody right now, don't you dare settle down. Stay hungry. Stay on the edge of your seat. Amen. Stay engaged. Keep pursuing. We stand at the threshold of the greater. Say this with me. I will see the manifestation. I will be the demonstration. I will speak the transformation. You know, the transhumanists say that we are the last generation of Homo sapiens. The last generation of man as we know man. I tend to agree. But not with what they're talking about. They're talking about man and machine combining. No, I'm talking about the manifestation of the sons. You see, the enemy always has something parallel he's trying to do to imitate or emulate what God is doing. But his is going to fail. I said his is going to fail. There's coming a rise of the remnant that's going to bring in a harvest. Who's going to experience a transference of wealth to get the job done, to complete the last soul coming in before the return of the Lord. Christ shall be revealed. Our church is going to be yet reformed. Amen. And the cities are going to be rebuilt. Amen. This increase of kingdom on our lives is going to be, number one, bring kingdom increase. Amen. The kingdom is going to increase here in the earth. Is going to bring provision. Provision. Needs are going to be met above and beyond. Our God is more than enough. Amen. Number three, there's going to be progress that can be measured. Souls saved. Sick bodies healed. Lives changed and transformed. Amen. The whole spirit of cities are going to change. Number four, there's going to be prosperity. For the increase of his government and his peace, there'll be no end. Four quick things before we go into how we're going to turn, what's going to happen when that water turns to wine. Number one, extraordinary. Somebody say it, extraordinary. Extraordinary. See, that word is extra on the ordinary. It's not going to be church as usual or ordinary. Life is not going to be ordinary. It's going to take on an extraordinary dimension. Get ready for it. There are going to be times where you won't know whether you're in the spirit or in the flesh. You won't know what happened to you, whether it was natural or supernatural. Amen. That veil is going to become so thin for the remnant. Extraordinary dimensions of Christ are going to be revealed. Amen. Extraordinary dimensions are going to be revealed. Facets of his nature and attributes will be revealed, hear me, like never before. Get ready for it. Get yourself ready. We'll see Christ in a new light. We'll see him in greater measure. The spirit of wisdom and revelation of God's kind intentions towards us will be manifest. The king and his dominion are going to be revealed. We'll see him coming in his kingdom in glory and power. Number two, our communion with God, with Christ, is going to become much deeper and much more intimate. Deep is calling unto deep. He's calling us into a deeper, more intimate relationship. What's going to be the cause of this deeper, intimate relationship is going to be predicated upon God revealing himself in supernatural ways.
Amen.
It's going to cause you to hit your knees.
Amen.
It's going to cause you to stand in awe.
Amen.
It's going to cause you to fear and reverence God like never before. The passion for the Lord is going to intensify. As darkness grows more gross in the world, passion for him is going to intensify. Listen to me. If you've not already, you will. Many are going to be caught up in the spirit. As Paul was, he saw things weren't lawful for him to utter.
Amen. Amen.
What do we mean by that? It wasn't that God had him hush, hush. No, Paul saw and heard things he couldn't repeat.
Amen. Amen.
How do I know? I had a degree of an experience like that.
Amen.
When God showed me what he wanted to do, when I heard what I heard and saw what I saw, I still remember what I saw. But I tried to repeat what I heard. Couldn't do it. Now, how that happened, I don't know. Because I heard them loud, and these were angels talking. And I heard them speaking in an angelic language. And as soon as I woke, I thought I could remember something. Paul said he heard things that were not lawful for him to utter. In other words, there's a law governing it. He couldn't utter it.
Amen.
Are you following me? There's going to be visitation, whether in dreams, whether open visions, whether driving down the road in your car and suddenly you're at your location, which would have taken you a half hour to get there, and you don't know how you got there. All you know, you were caught up in the spirit, and God got you there. Hear what I'm saying? There are new dimensions of Christ that are coming, that with a specific grace. Specific assignments. Your stature is going to change. God's going to reposition you in a stature. You know, the greatest attack on people, on the body of Christ today, is the attack on your image.
Amen. Amen.
Like Peter, many feel unworthy because you're not perfect. There's not one that was perfect. There's one that was, period. But God uses imperfect vessels.
Amen.
We will be positioned in a new stature and operate in authority that descends from the throne. This is what God's been working into your life over the past, I'm going to say decade, years. And as you have yielded along the way, God is preparing you. You may not even feel or sense that you are ready or worthy. But when the Kairos comes, whatever God's done in you is going to begin to manifest through you. I would say the greatest and most important characteristic would be that of humility.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Humbling yourself. Amen. Getting rid of ego and ergo and logo and all the stuff, all the cliquish thinking, all the self-righteousness, all the judgmental attitudes, and let the Holy Spirit discern through you by the word of God. Amen. Number three, God's going to reaffirm his covenant. He's going to reaffirm. His covenant with you is going to be very clear. Your covenant. Covenant is for keeps.
Amen.
I said covenant is for keeps. God doesn't play with covenant.
Amen.
Many struggles, hear me, I'm speaking prophetically to you. Many struggles that people have had in the flesh are going to, I'm going to say nothing short of miraculous, are going to cease.
Amen. Amen.
Struggles
Amen.
With self.
Amen.
Struggles with people.
Amen.
Struggles with resentment.
Amen.
Struggles with offense.
Amen.
Struggles with the flesh, hatred, malice, guile, all that stuff, miraculously, just short of that, are going to cease. Covenant is going to become very clear that you are a child of God. Out of that is going to come explicit obedience. The benefits of the covenant are going to get better and better. And finally, this fourth one, before we get into this, turning your water to wine. Celestial dimensions are going to be revealed. There is so much demonic and angelic activity in the world. If God gave us a glimpse into that realm, our heads would spin.
Amen.
Amen. I said our heads would spin. They know this is the end time. This is that generation.
Amen.
This is the final reformation. Amen. This, I believe with all my, this generation are going to experience what no other generation has experienced. There will be supernatural encounters. Your spiritual eyes, now your natural eyes have been open, but your spiritual eyes are going to be wide open to see and behold things you've never seen and beheld. There will be angelic visitations. If not already, prepare yourself for God to visit you. The angelic realm is going to be better understood by the church than ever before. Here's a good note for you. Spiritual warfare is going to become easier. I said it's going to become easier. And battles will become shorter.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you. Spread their wings.